dietary seminars at 8 a.m. on December 13, 2023. I'm going to have Heather go ahead and do a short roll, do the roll call, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Campbell.
Here.
Dr. Foreman.
Here.
Dr. Ulano.
Here.
We have a form.
Does anyone have any declaration of conflict of interest of any of the agenda items for today? Okay. Hearing none, let's move on to a review, discussion, and possible action of our board meeting minutes. Our first set of minutes is the general session board meeting minutes of November the 8th, 2023. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept the minutes, general session minutes of November the 8th, 2023 as written.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you, it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed, motion carries. Next is the executive session minutes from the same date that began at 8:20 and ended at 8:28. Are there any additions or corrections to those executive meeting minutes? Hearing none, I will then make a motion to accept the executive session board meeting minutes of November the 8th, 2023 as written.
All seconded. Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So moved. Motion carries. Let's go on. Our next section here is our board review, discussion, and possible actions. First portion is the investigation files, and we'll be discussing complaint 23-10-C, Dr. David Gooch. Is Dr. Gooch on the line? No, he is not, but he does have counsel present. Joshua Kalnick is present if we have questions of him. And Dr. Saunders is the investigator on the case, so I will ask Dr. Saunders to give his report.
All right, good morning here. All right, again, the complaint number is 2310C, and there was a complaint against Dr. Gooch by initials RS. And going through her complaint, she feels that she was being double billed for her treatment and evaluations, as she had an ingrown toenail procedure, she had an ingrown toenail that she had been referred to the doctor for, and instead of doing the procedure on the same visit, Dr. Gooch scheduled a procedure for her to follow up and have the procedure done. She thought that the procedure should have been done the same day and that he was double billing, in essence, making a return for the procedure. Going through the chart, Dr. Gooch, through his attorney and such, comments that they did not double bill, and there were some comments that she felt that he lacked compassion because he wouldn't do the procedure that day. He confirms that he does not lack compassion for this, and he's not motivated to agree. I reviewed the office medical records for the one visit, and the notes are complete, they're thorough. Overall, patient RS presented for ingrown toenails. There was a physical exam that was well documented, noted for ingrown toenails without infection. A treatment plan was established. Antibiotics were applied with dressing after cleaning the wounds. And then he made the recommendations for care. He recommended a permanent matrixectomy to be scheduled. Instructions were provided there. I did not interview the complaints because I felt this was very straightforward as to what our concerns were, as well as I didn't interview Dr. Gooch because his comments were very clear. And overall, looking at this, the billing records were appropriate, basically billed for every patient. And overall, I think that Dr. Gooch saw this patient on one visit, as per the referral. He evaluated the patient, came up with a treatment plan, and that's normally the standard of care. I think no breach in conduct. I think the billing was appropriate. There's no double billing. And it's very much commonplace, depending on life and scheduling. If you see a patient, you come up with a plan, you go through the plan. There's no absolute need to do a procedure that particular day for the patient.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Saunders. I am in total agreement with you as to your analysis of the case. I don't have any questions. Dr. Ilano, Dr. Foreman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Dr. Ilano?
Plummy?
Did you have any questions?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, did you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to, do you have any comments or questions or anything you'd like to mention?
No, we just agree with the investigation and request the board to, and ask the board to dismiss the complaint in its entirety.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you have any questions for counsel?
No.
Okay, great. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to dismiss case 23-10-C, seeing no violation of state statute.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. It's been moved and seconded to dismiss case 23-10-C. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Saunders. Thank you. It's coming. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same here.
My computer keeps going in and out with the with seeing the schedule. Hang on a second. Let's see if I can get back here. All right. All right, our next section here to review is our application for licensure. Our first is Dr. Shahad Sadiq, and this he switched from comedy because it was not the economy. He misunderstood that you cannot use residency and fellowships as your time, as you'd have to have totally unsupervised practice. So everything was in order. So does anyone have any concerns or questions regarding that application? Okay. And you'll see that Heather did send the supplement there that had the transcripts and the certificates and the diplomas in there so that it made that file complete. So I'll go ahead and make a motion, move to accept this application, and we'll issue this upon receipt of, we did get these requested documents, so we'll go ahead and issue the license upon payment of the license issuance fee.
Seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So moved. Our next candidate that has made application is Grant Schindler. Dr. Schindler is currently in his residency in Portland and will complete the residency on 6/21 of 24. Everything is in completeness with the application. So I will, does anybody have any concerns or questions? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion to accept a license application for regular licensure and to issue the license upon completion of the residency program and payment of the issuance fee.
Seconded.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. All right, our next is the discussion that Dr. Foreman wanted to have regarding the Podiatric Medical Assistant Radiology Certification Program that's offered by the American Society of Podiatric Medical Assistants. So Dr. Foreman, I'll let you take the lead here.
In my office experience right now, my medical assistant is taking the test in the next week. So everything is going smoothly. They've been very receptive to any questions that we've had. And that's where I stand.
Oh, okay. Heather, did you have a comment on there, something, information you'd receive from anybody?
Okay. Madam Chair, board members, no, I have not had any feedback regarding the podiatric medical assistant radiology certification program since it became effective. And it's good to know, Dr. Foreman, that your medical assistant is having a good experience.
Have you heard of problems, Dr. Foreman?
No, I just was making a comment that we did it. I didn't know it was going to be a notation on the meeting.
Because we had discussed, you had asked for that last meeting, so I didn't know if there had been something that came up. So,
no, everything is going smoothly so far.
Good. So your assistant received the materials, and then did she have to take a...
She wrote them, and she'll be taking the test, I think, in the next week.
Okay, now is that something that she...
Dr. Foreman.
Yeah.
Dr. Foreman, did she take a pre-test or a course?
It's a course through the podiatric medical assistant for radiology. So she had a book with, it's very similar to the old book that they had in Arizona. And, once she says she's ready, I think they give them, I forgot the time amount that they give them before they can say they want to take the test, but once they're ready to take the test, they take the test, and I can report back what happens after she takes the test.
Okay. So is it a computer test, Dr. Foreman?
Yes.
And do they do a practical or anything like, have to present x-rays they took in your office for evaluation?
Not that
or anything?
I know of.
Oh, okay.
And Madam Chair, Dr. Foreman, this is Heather Broaddus. I'm just wondering, Dr. Foreman, is it a self-paced program then?
Yes, it's self-paced.
Okay.
Are they given an amount of time, though, that they have to complete it within?
Yeah, but I think they have to complete it within 6 or 8 weeks.
Okay.
And then they have to take the test.
Say, Dr. Foreman, something unforeseen happens, can they retake the test?
They can retake the test, I think, 2 or 3 times, and then they have to, and then they recharge you.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long do they tell them it takes to get the results?
That I don't know.
Okay. And then, since they gain that certification, do they have to take, yearly, CMEs to keep that certificate and then become recertified in a certain amount of time?
I don't think they have to become recertified. I think they just have to take their continuing education credit.
Okay.
Based upon the podiatric medical assistant certificate.
Okay. And is your assistant, is she a member of... the ASPMA?
No.
So you don't have to be to take the course?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I'd be curious to know, how many people become members of that, or they just, are not. Okay, very cool. Thanks. Do you have any other questions, Dr. Yolanda? Well, it'll be interesting to see how people, go through this. I know, who was it, Dr. Discount, I believe several of his assistants have taken it. And, so those are the only other ones I know. It'll be interesting to see along the way how many people have taken advantage of that. So, very good. All right. All right, so nobody has any other comments or questions on that discussion. I'll move on here to our AAG's update regarding the recent legislation. Are you there, Seamus?
Thank you, Doctor.
There you go.
This is AAG Seamus Monahan. There's not a lot of bills that were passed this year that affected the boards. I think there was only a few. And really, they weren't big changes to anything. There were some, you know, notations that need to be made now on the agendas as far as, you know, letting people know when they can access the room and things like that. But other than that, you know, the changes this year in the legislature were very minimal. So if there are any questions going forward, I think really any bills that were passed will affect board staff more than it will the board. And so as those issues come up, I'll address those with Heather and we'll keep you apprised.
Thank you. And I think Heather mentioned that before, or that she had made a change in some. Well, she can discuss it during her report about how she, on the announcement to the meetings.
Yes, Madam Chair, board members, the legislation requires that the agenda state when the public can physically access the building. So I did add that language.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on then to Heather's executive director's report.
Thank you again. So the board may recall that at its October 11th meeting, it did grant Dr. Amelia Harris an extension to complete her continuing education. She was lacking a few hours in her opioid requirement. She did complete that and her renewal has been approved. The board's five-year rule review was heard by the Governor's Regulatory Review Council at its December 5th meeting, and there was no questions. It passed with no problems. So we won't have to do that again for another 5 years. Also, I do have an update on the board's current rule package. The notice of proposed rulemaking and the docket opening was submitted to the Secretary of State's office. It was posted in the register. The record closed at 5 p.m. on December 11th. There was no public comment. The next step is to get final approval from the governor's office to submit the rule package to the governor's Regulatory Review Council. I did submit that request yesterday, and I'm waiting to hear back. I'm hoping to get a response before the end of this week, but I will keep the board apprised on that. And then the fingerprint clearance cards, I did have, well, myself and several other executive directors, as well as representatives from the governor's office and the Department of Public Safety, met on November 30th. And the long-term solution is to run legislation in 2023. DPS is doing that. The legislation, if passed, will have an immediate effective date. And then once that legislation becomes effective, then the FBI will again start approving Arizona's boards, agencies, commissions to accept fingerprint clearance cards. I did ask what that time frame looks like, and I was told that once the legislation becomes effective, it would be about 6 months before not just podiatry board, but any of the boards that need approval, it would be about 6 months before the FBI got to us. So that's where that stands. And I can answer any questions on any of those items. I did also submit the current budget. I can answer any questions on that. And then I submitted the complaint log. Three new complaints have been added to the complaint log since I've submitted the board materials. I can answer any questions on that. That concludes my summary.
Thank you. Next is our summary of current events, and we do not have anything under that heading today. Next, 10 is called in public. We have no public to call. Does anyone have for the next meeting any items they'd like to see on the agenda item? So, Dr. Foreman, if your staff has taken the test by then, can you give us that follow-up then?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so we can put that just to have it on the agenda, so just to do our due diligence. And then our next meeting is January the 10th of 2024. So, and Heather gave us that schedule a couple months ago, I believe, for the meeting dates and everything. So, does anyone have any other further business that they'd like to address or comments or concerns they'd like to make? All right. Well, hearing none, I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:20 a.m. on December the 13th, 2023. Thank you, Dr. Foreman.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Well, I think that's a record.
Great job today, guys.
Yeah.